Today's share is Masechet Sanhedrin, Daf Kufov. We will begin by Ezra Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Kuf Hei Amid Beis, three lines from the bottom. It says the Gemara, Amar Hashemu Ba Nachmeni, Amar Rav Yonason. Ma'idik Siv, the Pasuk says, Namonem Pitzi Oyev V'Nataris Nashiko Yisoynei. Tov HaKlala Shekilach Yoni Shloinius Yisrael. Better was the Klala, that Achai Shaloni cursed Kla Yisrael, mi bracha shebircham Bilam Harasha, versus the brachas that Bilam Harasha gave them. Achiyani Kliel Shisrael Beloshin Kana. When Achia Shaloni cursed Kla Yisrael, he used the word of Kana, read. Shnema vehika Hashem es Yisrael, kashiyonar hakana b'mayim. Kla Yisrael will be punished like the reed sways in the water. Ma konazah b'mak oim b'mak mayim, just like the kona grows in the water, the gizus machlev, when it's cut, it regenerates. The gizus machlev regenerates, and furthermore, with shrasha merubam, it has very strong roots. I feel, and therefore, I feel kalrucha shabayim ba'al v'noishes ba'i. If all the wind in the world comes to disturb it, enem zizus ayisam mekaymai, that doesn't, it isn't able, they aren't able to push it out of its place. What happens is it sways along with the wind. And when the wind subsides, the kana, this reed goes back to where it began. That's the way Klal Yisrael is. That no matter what happens at the end, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings back Klal Yisrael to where they are. Av Bil Marosha, when we speak about Bil Marosha, Birchem Be'eres, he compared them to a cedar. Ma Erezeh, when we speak about an Erez, Eina Oim V'Makamayim, it doesn't exist on by water. And even though it says Karozim Elam Mayim, that the what the Pasuk is saying is that Bilam wanted to compare them to a Erez that doesn't grow in water, but it is really that doesn't grow in water. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to say that they are blessed, and they're blessed that they're like Mayim. Ushrashim Atam, it doesn't have strong roots. Then Gizem Achlev, it doesn't regenerate. I feel called Ruch Shabayim Boaz Venashis, Enem Azizis, and Mekamai. Indeed, when there are strong winds, they don't have the ability to move them. However, kivin shenishba baruch dremis, when a southerly wind comes, miyat oikrasay v'hayfchasay aponav, it could completely uproot the tree. V'loyoid asuzacha kanop, when we speak about the reed, litla menu kolmas lichta menu sevatar neviim ksuvim. That's what's used to write a sevatar neviim ksuvim. And it's interesting to point out that indeed, according to the halacha, originally what was used to write a Sefer Torah was a kana, a reed, but that is not used anymore because it's very difficult to write with a kana. But they did write, we now write with a feather. The reason we don't write with a kana, the Paiskim explained, is because we aren't really experts in being able to use a kana on how to write. And moreover, the reeds that we would write with would constantly break. But on the other hand, the Paiskim explained that we don't write with a metal instrument either, because a metal instrument makes a hole in the klaf in which we are writing. And also, metal was meant to shorten life. Weapons are made out of metal. And something which is used for that purpose should not be used to write a Sefer Torah. The Bnei Yoina reads the reason that our minig is not to write with a kana because it's something that breaks often. There are places, however, that suggest that if somebody can make a pen, a quill, out of a kana, and he can write with that kana in a way that they won't break and that he'll be able to write nicely, it is kosher to use that as a writing instrument. The question that comes up, the Shevet HaLevi Echelik Bey Simon Kuf Lamed Vov discusses, can one use a pen to write? So he says, the first issue that we mentioned, that a pen makes a hole in the cloth, the pens that we have do not make a hole in the cloth. And the second issue, that we should not use something which hurts, which is used to hurt, which is used as a weapon to damage, to write, Sifrei Torah, Tefillah, Mezuzos, he says, first of all, that was only said regarding regarding a Mizbeach, not necessarily regarding Divrei Torah. And number two, he says, so that would only be an issue if the pen that you wrote with is made out of metal. But if the pen that you write with is made out of gold or silver, it wouldn't be the problem of it being metal. And actually, I saw very interesting that the Aruch HaShulchan actually suggests that according to the reason that a Sefer Torah should not be written with a metal pen, the same halacha ought to apply to writing any Chidusha Torah. Maybe it shouldn't be written with a metal pen, because the reason that metal is the opposite of what Torah accomplishes. It says the Pasuk that Bilam saw a Sakeni. V'yara Sakeni v'yisa Mishalom. Says the Gemara, Amle Bilam liyosrei. We know that Yisrael's family is known as the Keni. And he says, La Yisi Imona Ba'isa Eitza. Didn't you participate as one of the advisors of Paroi when Paroi suggested that all Jewish children should be thrown into the river? How did you all of a sudden end up participating and sitting in the Sanhedrin in the Lishkas HaGazus? There were three participants that Paroi turned to for advice. Elohim Bilam, Ioi, v'Yisroi. Bilam Shiotz, Bilam that we know gave Paroi the advice that the Jewish children should be killed. Nerag, he was ultimately killed, as the pasuk says, "Was Bilam ben Baor Horg b'Cheru." Iev Shesosak, Iev they remained silent, Nidan b'Yisurim was punished. Yisrael Shabarach, and Yisrael who ran away, Zochu b'nei Banav Leisha b'Lishkas HaGazus, his descendants ultimately sat in the Lishkas in the Sanhedrin. Shenema, from Yosh ve'Yavis, Terosim, Shemosim, Suchosim, Hema, Kenim, Aboim, Mechamas, Avi, Beis, Rechev, Viksiv, and we know that the Keni, Bnei Keni, Chosim, Asher, Olamir, Atmarim, they were Zoich. So, the first question is, what makes Yisroi so special? Yisroi didn't stand up for the Jewish people. Yisroi ran away. So, one pshat that I saw is that indeed Yisroi did run away, but the reason Yisroi ran away is because he saw there was no other option. He saw that Paroi was set on bringing this punishment onto Klai Yisrael. And since Paroi was set on bringing this punishment on Klai Yisrael, he realized that the only option that he had was to run away. That's one pshat I saw. The other pshat that I saw is that Yisroi did actually say something. When the Gemara says that Yisroi ran away, what the Gemara actually means to say is that the reason Yisroi ran away is because Yisroi said something that bothered Paroi. And once Yisroi said something that bothered Paroi, he realized that he was in mortal danger. And because he realized that he was in mortal danger, he did what he had to do and run away. On the other hand, the question, of course, that many ask is why is Eiv punished for being quiet? What should he have said? So one pshat that I saw is that the Eitz Yosef and the Anaf Yosef actually takes this position. And he says that Eiv really wanted to see Klai Yisrael suffer. But he was sort of sitting on the fence. He knew if everybody is going to say that they should be punished, that's when they won't be punished. But that was the rule. If everybody says that they're guilty, the man goes innocent. And that's why Eiv was waiting to see what should he say to make sure that Klai Yisrael would indeed be punished. And that's why he deserved this punishment. The other pshat is that it's unfair to say that he was quiet means that he really wanted to see Klai Yisrael should be punished. But there's a very, very famous vort from the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav says that what we learn from here is that if it hurts, you're supposed to cry. And Eiv remained quiet because he felt there's nothing I should do. But remaining quiet when you see something wrong happen, that is not what you're supposed to do. When you see something wrong, when you see something, you're supposed to say something. And because Eiv did not say something, that's why he was punished. Yisrael, on the other hand, did run away. And even though he ran away, and that's why he was ultimately, his descendants sat in the Mishka, in the Lishka Sagazis. The Satmar Rebbe in the Sefer Divrei Yoel has a very interesting approach to this. He says that when Yisroi came to the Midbar, after Klai Yisroi went to the Midbar, after Kriyas Yamsuf and Mechemes Amalek, Yisroi came to the Midbar and he was very depressed. He started rethinking what he had done. And he started thinking, my running away, was it the right thing to do? Maybe I should have remained there and tried to do more. But Moshe Rabbeinu was consoling him. And Moshe Rabbeinu was saying that you did the right thing, because as we just explained, you either pshat that we gave, either pshat that he said something and that's why he felt the need to run, or that he ran away because he knew there was nothing he can do to help. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to console him. So what did Moshe Rabbeinu say to Yisrael? Yisolonu le'enayim. The Enei Eda, the people in the Sanhedrin, are known as the Enei Ha'eda. And what was said to them was that you are from the Enei Ha'eda. Don't worry, you're going to be in the leadership position. What you did was not in any way the wrong, was not in any way the wrong thing to do. Don't be worried. And Pasuk continues what Bilam said. V'yisa mishalav v'yoymar, oy mi yichya misuma keil. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, oy le l'uma shetimotzei b'shosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu ois opinion l'banav. Woe to the people that want to get in the way when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to save us. Mi matal ksusoy ben lovi l'leviyah. If a lion and a lioness want to have relations, there's nobody should get in the way. And here too, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to save Klal Yisrael, no one should get in between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Tzimbiyat Kitim, Amarav, Liban Asper. There was a name called Liban Asker. Inoy Asher, Inoy Aver, that those nations that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring Betzim in these small boats at Asher Kotla Mikdal. They're going to kill out all the nations of the world. Mikan Ve'elech, from Asher and further, Meshabdi Shabudei, these people will become in servitude to Klai Yisrael. The Pasuk says that Bilam said, after he saw that he was not successful in cursing Klai Yisrael. So Bilam declares, V'ata hinin ha'elech l'ami, the Pasuk should have said what your people will do to this people. The way he said it, he didn't want to say it explicitly. He did not want to say explicitly that Klal Yisrael will be cursed. So he said it sort of in a roundabout way. And what was Bilam advising? What Bilam was advising was that Elkeim Shel Elu, the God of Klal Yisrael, and the reason he used Elkeim Shel Elu, I saw, is that the Teres Chaim explains that even though Bilam recognized that Hashem is the God of the entire world, he realized that he isn't worthy to be connected to the Shem Hashem. And because he's not worthy to be connected to the Shem Hashem, he distanced himself and he said, Elkeim Shalelu, the God of Klal Yisrael, but not my God, because I'm not the God, I'm not on that level. Sonny Zimahu hates immorality. The Hamas Avmilkli pushed him, but Klal Yisrael like linen. And I saw the Mefarshim explain the reason that they like linen is because they had lived in Mitzrayim for many years. And Mitzrayim is a place where there is much linen. And therefore, since they were so accustomed to linen, they always were anxious to get their hands on linen. It says, so I'm going to give you advice. Aselahem kloim, make tents for Hoshim ben Zoinus and put in their prostitutes, zakenim b'chutz, an older woman outdoors, v'yileidu b'fnim, and a younger woman indoors. V'machalam klei pishtin, and they're going to come there because that's where linen is available. V'machalam klei pishtin, aslam kloim, mehar shalag. He made these tents from material from har shalag. The tents were made from har shalag ad beis yeshimas, until the area called beis yeshimas. V'hashim ben zoinus, and he deposited zoinus in these places. Zakenim b'chutz v'yolada b'vafnim. Ukshar Yisrael oichem v'shoysim v'smeichem. And when Klal Yisrael were rejoicing, v'yitzayin leit tayel b'shuk, and they went outdoors to walk, for a walk, and they came to that place, Amalei Zakena, the older woman who was sitting out there, outdoors, would say to them, I'atam avakesh klei pishtan, aren't you interested in linen? As we just said, they were people that were very anxious to get linen. Zakena amasloi, b'shava, the Zakena said the price according to what they were actually worth. V'yaldai meris loi b'pachas. But the young woman, this was obviously a trick, would say that I'll give it to you less. I'll give it to you shtayim shalosh pamim. And this happened a number of times, where supposedly they were getting a bargain from this younger woman. V'achkach amasli, after this happened so many times that they had frequented these places where they were able to get linen at a very, very good price. Hareat ben bayis is you're here. You're part of our family, so to speak. Shreb baral atzmecha, go pick out for yourself any material that you want. For tzitzure yain shal yain munach etzla, there were shal yain amoinim of etzla, there were wine of amoini available. Because, says the Gemara, dayin lo nesar yain shal nachrim, at that time, it wasn't yet the time when we weren't allowed to eat, drink the wine of Nachrim. Amalai return chashtista kashal yayin. She offers the Jewish man a cup of wine. Kivin shakasa, and once he drinks it, ba-ba, the Yetzahara starts to burn. Amalai shmili, have relations with me. And haitzi yirasa, metay cheka, and then she would take out the avodah zara that she had. Vamalai avod lazar, worship this avodah zara. Amalai, and the man, no matter what was his situation, would react. He would say, "Hello, Yehudi Ani, I am a Jew. I can't worship Avodah Zarah." And she would say, "Amaloi, Amach Ichbaslach, what does it bother you that you should worship Avodah Zarah? Klum Avaksh Mecha El Apir, the way that Avodah Zarah was worshipped, as we learned many times, was by defecating in front of the Avodah Zarah. So he says, all I ask you is to do something which is actually disgusting. Defecate in front of the Avodah Zarah. But this person was not aware, shavadas b'kach, that that's the way this Avodah Zarah is worshipped. And furthermore, sheni menichascha, and once he got into this, it got even worse, and she said to him, "Eni menichascha, I don't let you go, achetich b'tayris moshe rabcha, until you completely deny tayris moshe. Shenema, heme bo bal pa'or, they became completely defiled with his nuts. And I saw that the Sefer Taras Chaim explains that all Bilam had in mind was that they should get caught up in these moral acts. What the women did is that they took this a step further. And not only did they act in this immoral fashion with them, but they also got them to worship of Avodah Zarah. And that's why the Pasuk says, "Hein hein hayu l'bnei Yisrael." The Pasuk says, when they left the women alive, Moshe Rabbeinu says to them, to the army, "How could you have done something like that? Hachiyesim kol nekeva, how could have you allowed the women to survive? Hein hein hayu l'bnei Yisrael, but v'apilam l'msom ma'al b'Hashem." They were so instrumental in Klal Yisrael worshipping Avodah Zarah, you should not have left them to survive.
V'yesh Yisrael b'shitim, Rav Elazar m'shitim shmo, the name of that place was Shitim, v'shua m'shnes asku b'divrishtos. It was a place that they acted in an immoral fashion. V'tekrenu l'sh'am z'vcha ilheyem, what's the word tekrenu means? Rav Elazar m'aruas p'agu b'hen, they came out not wearing clothing. They met themselves. There was no one else there. There was nothing else there. They weren't wearing any clothing. And of course, that caused the Yetzirah to get incited. That all the men had an omission, again, because of what happened. So here we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates Zima. The Chishuki Chemed has a very interesting discussion. He says, there's somebody who's attending a wedding, a simcha, and because he's a Talmud Chacham, because he's a religious person, the other people who are attending this affair are acting appropriately with the halachas of tznius. But now, if he leaves, what's going to happen is that there won't be anybody holding them back from acting improperly. And the question is, should this Talmud Chacham has to leave, he has to go give a shir or whatever. Should he leave and what will happen will happen? Or should he stay and it'll cause Bittul Torah? So he says that he brings a raya from a story in Masechet Chulin. The Gemara Masechet Chulin says that Abaye was a kohen and he heard that the tznuim, that when they divided up some of the lechem upon him, the tznuim would not take and other people would take. On Erev Yom Kippur, the only time of the year he took was on Erev Yom Kippur, that everybody should know he's a kohen. Says the Gemara, and the question is that why didn't he do it any other time? And the answer, the Gemara asks, why didn't he do it any other time? Says because he wanted to be able to duchen. So we see that he was busy learning, but he still stopped to duchen. But then he brings other stories in Shas that people didn't do what was wrong, just did things to avoid, to create that other people should not do what's wrong. Says, so then he adds another consideration. It depends on who the people are that were acting improperly. If the people who are really doing the right thing usually, that's one consideration. And the other one is people who are anyway not acting in a proper fashion. But as far as halach lemaisa, he paskins that if somebody is doing this and the purpose that he's doing it is that people should be able to act like they're supposed to act, that's what Torah is all about. We learn Torah in order to be able to do what we're supposed to do. And he says, therefore, the proper thing is not to go say the shir and help people behave as they're supposed to behave. Says the Gemara, the Pasuk says, afterwards, v'yachnu b'refidim, the Klal Yisrael stopped the refidim. Asked them, amai loshon refidim, Rav Elazar amar refidim shema, the name of the place was refidim, Rav Yeshua amar, Ripa atzma v'divrei Torah. They got weakened in their Torah learning. Shnema lo hifnu avos albanim merifyon yadayim, because they were weakened in their Torah. Amar Rav Yochanan kamakum shnema v'yeshev. Wherever the Torah says the word v'yeshev, ena loshon tsar. It represents tsar. Shnema, as the pasuk says here, v'yeshev yisro b'shitem v'yochal ha'am liznois abenois mayav. The pasuk also says, "V'yeshiv Yaakov eretz meguri aviv beretz Canaan." And what happened right afterwards? V'yavi Yosef the basam ra al aviyim. And from that story of bringing the basam ra, it ultimately caused that we should end up in Mitzrayim. V'nemar V'yeshiv Yisrael be'eretz Goshen. And what does it say right after that? V'yikri me Yisrael amos Yaakov Avinu passed away. The pasuk says, "V'yeshiv Yehuda v'Yisrael levetach ish." And then it says afterwards that was in the time of Shlomo Melech. And then the pasuk says, "V'yakov Hashem satan l'Shlomo as hadar ha'adomi mezerach ha'melech hu be'edom." So I saw that the Sefer Imre Shammai explains why is v'yeshiv ein elosh and tsar, that a person, two pshatim I saw. One pshat I saw is that what it represents is V'yeshev means to sit and not do anything. And when somebody sits and wastes time, ultimately the result of wasting time ain't v'yeshev. If you only sit and waste time, el lashon tzar, nothing good could come out from wasting time. That's one pshat that I saw. The other pshat that I saw is that v'yeshev means that a person comes to rest. That person becomes permanent. Ein v'yeshev el lashon tzar. If a person begins to believe that his existence in this world is permanent, then he doesn't realize that our entire existence in this world is just very, very temporary. Ein el lashon tzar. That is the beginning of tzar. That's the beginning of terrible. We have to recognize that our existence in this world is extremely temporary and act accordingly. Says the Gemara, the Pasuk says, Vasmalchei Midyan Hargu al Chalaleim, Vespilim Baba'or Hargu Becharev. Ask the Gemara, Bilam my Ba'hosam. What was Bilam doing in Midyan? Ask the Gemara, wasn't Bilam in Naram Narayim? Amar Rabbi Yochanan Holach, He was the one that gave the advice that ultimately caused the 24,000 Jews should perish. And he wanted to get paid for what he had given them this advice. The way to understand this Gemara is according to the way people express themselves. Gamla Ozl Mibli Karni, the camel went to buy self horns. Not only did he not get horns, but the ears that he had were cut off. That's here too. Bilam thought that he was deserving of a payment. But not only did he not get payment, what happened was that he was killed because of what he tried to do. And I saw that the Gra explains that what we're learning from here is a lesson regarding learning. That if somebody wants to learn, fantastic. But a person, when he comes to learn, says the Gra, has to know his level. And if somebody tries to learn Torah on a level that he is not yet there, then he's not going to have anything from his learning. The Pasuk says, Vesbilam ben ba'ar ha-kaisim, harug b'nei Yisrael b'charev. Ask the Gemara, kaisim? Kaisim is a very negative word. It's somebody who's involved with Kishev. And wasn't Bilam a Navi? Says the Gemara, this represents the history of Bilam. Amar Rabbi Yochanan b'tchila Navi. Indeed, Bilam began as a Navi, l'psoif, but at the end, he was no more than a Kaisif, just as a sorcerer. Amar a Papa, and Papa says, Hari Dami Inchi. This again can be related to expression people say. Misigni v'shilti havoi. There was a woman who was married to very important men, as in Lagavri Nagri, and then she went and had an adulterous relation with people. Here too, Bilam was a Navi, and instead of holding on to the Madrega, he let it all go. Says the Gemara, Bilam ben Bar HaKoysim Hogu B'nei Yisroel B'cherev El Chalaleim. Amar Rav, what do we learn from the word El Chalaleim? Shekima Arba Mises, that all four Mises Besdin were administered to him. Skila v'sreifa herik v'chenek, they first hung him to that he should choke, and then they burnt him, and then they cut off his head, which is sayif, and then he fell to the ground, which is skila. There's a big discussion here in the achrayim that he died already when he was asphyxiated. So how did the other things happen? And many mefarshim explain that what we learn from here, that it was done in a way that he didn't expire, then until all four Abba Mises Besdin were administered. I also saw that the Sefer Arya Shog explains that one of the lessons that we ought to learn from Bilam is that a person is given opportunities in life. And the opportunities that we're given in life are opportunities that we have to seize and take advantage of those opportunities, because if we don't take advantage of those opportunities, not only will we ultimately lose those opportunities, but it'll even be worse. And that's exactly what happened here with Bilam. Instead of Bilam taking the opportunity and using it to grow and being a Navi and come closer to Hashem, he abused that opportunity, and because he abused that opportunity, he ended up where he ended up. Says the Gemara, Amalai hu mina l'Rav Chiya, Mishmilach Bilam bakama hava. Do you know how old Bilam was when he was killed? Amalai michtalai kosev. So he says, there is no explicit pasuk that says it. Elamidik siv. The pasuk says in Tehillim, Anche damam mimra l'yechzi yameyim. He couldn't have been more than 33 or 34. Because the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Yemeshna Senebem Shim Shona, the average lifespan in those days was 70 days. Half of that is 35. And the Pasuk says, Anshe Damim Mimra, people who act in such a fashion, Lo Yechzu Yemeim, they don't come to live half of what they're supposed to live. So he couldn't have made it to 35, it was only 33 or 34. Amalei, so this Nochri, Setra of Chanina, Shapa Karmic, what you said is 100% correct. Because he said, L'di Chazle Pinkosi de Bilam, I saw Bilam's book, Valksibe, and it said in the book, Batlosum Tlashnim Bilam Chagira, Bilam, who limped, as we discussed in our previous year, was 33 years old, Kakatel Yosef Pinchas Lestar, when Pinchas, the general of the Jewish army, was the one that killed him. Rashi says that it wasn't Pinchas that killed him, but since Pinchas was the general, that's why it's considered as Pinchas killed him. And the reason Rashi is avoiding that Pinchas didn't kill Bilam is because Pinchas was a Kohen, and it's inappropriate that a Kohen should kill somebody and expose himself to Tumah. Amalei, he said his son, and all the people that you said that we learned don't have Elam Chelik L'Elam Haba, it's not something to dwell on. Val b'Bilam Arosha, except when we speak about Bilam Arosha, the Kama de Meshkach Spei Drashbei, as much as you could say bad about him, don't say bad. And the way the Maral explains this Gemara, the other people were Yisraelim. And it's our obligation to always be melamed zchus, to always speak positively about another Jew. But Bilam wasn't, and that's one. Another pshat goes back to what we discussed in a previous year, that the Gemara says that really all the people who are mentioned, elam chelik l'olam haba, that the Mishnah says don't have a shir in olam haba, ultimately did have a shir in olam haba. Except for Bilam, they made peace with each other. Except for Bilam, that has no shir on in olam haba. Ksiv Doig, on one hand he's called Doig, Ksiv Doyeg. Amar Rav Yochanan Betchila Yoshev HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Doig, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was worrying, Shema Yetz L'Tar B'Sroa, maybe he'll end up in the wrong place. La'acha Shiyotza, and when he did end up that way, Amar Vay Shiyotza Mizar, this is terrible what happened to him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does cry out for him. Simon, Giva v'rosh v'tzadik hayav v'soif. Amar Rav Yitzchok, Ma'idik siv, Ma'atis halal bro, Hagiba chesed keel kol ha'yoyim. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu doig, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to doig, L'chigiba b'toyra ato, aren't you a big Talmud Chacham? Madua atis halal bro. He was saying, as we learned earlier in our perek, Loshon Hara and David, L'chesed keel not elecha kol ha'yoyim. You're learning Hashem's Torah, which Hashem's Torah is called Teres Chesed. So you should be involved with Torah, not with Lashon Hara. V'amar Yitzchak Ma'idik Siv, Ula Rosha Omer Lakim, Malacha L'Sapa Chukai, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Doig HaRosha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Doig, Malacha L'Sapa Chukai, why do you learn Torah Kshita Megillah Parashas Meratzchim, when you're going to learn about the Parasha of murderers, or Parashas Mesapri Lashon Hara, or you're going to speak about the Parasha of Lashon Hara, Mata Darshbem, how you'll be able to learn those Parashas? You were the one that said Lashon Hara to Shaul about David HaMelech, that caused that Noiv Eira Kahanim should be wiped out. The Pasuk says, V'tisa Brisa Alipicha, Amar Abamei, Ein Tarasa Shatayig, when we speak about the Torah of Doig, it was Elam Asafa Melchutz. It was just something that he said, but the Torah did not influence him in a positive way. So I saw that the Tveres Yisrael explains that Doig is a baldaiga. Doig, the name is to worry. And the job of somebody, we said, Dag v'levish, if somebody has a worry, yesichenu, he should say it over to other people. Doig didn't do that. Doig said over, didn't discuss with other people how he should behave. And somebody who acts that way, Tarasim Safal Chutz, his Torah is not sincere. Another pshat that I saw is, Ein Tarasim Shadoig, if somebody is who spends his life Doig, he's constantly worried and he's constantly concerned about Olam Hazeh, so his Torah cannot be successful. And such a person's Torah is Elam Safal Machutz. It's a very superficial Torah. It's not a sincere Torah. Rav Yitzchak Maidik Siv. The pasuk says, "V'yiru tzadikim v'yiro v'olav yisraku." B'tchilo yora. At the beginning, the people were concerned that people should not learn from Doig's behavior. Ubsoif. At the end, the yisraku, he became a joke. Another pshat that I saw, Ein Tarasu Shadoig Elam Safik L'chutz, Doig only learned in a very superficial manner. And instead of learning in a real way, that he, and trying to really understand what he was learning, he should have learned in a much more serious fashion. And because he didn't learn that way, that's why his learning is criticized. V'amar Yitzchak, Maidik Siv, Chil Bola, V'yekiyenu, V'mitna Yerushenu Kael, Amar Davul Lefnei Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Yomes Doig. Doig should be put to death for what he did to me. Amaloi, Chil Bola, V'yekiyenu. Forget till Doig forgets all his learning. He will express everything that he swallowed. Don't wait until it happens on its own, but rather, says Dovid HaMelech to Hashem, Yerushenu Kael, you should make that happen. Let Doig have Olam Haba. He should break him and not lenetzach, not let him have eternity. He should lose Olam Haba. My diksiv, what does the pasuk say? Yachtachav yisokach me'oil v'shereshkem eretz chayim selah. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lei mishmatz v'bei medrash mishmei. Allow that in the yeshiva they should be able to say over divrei Torah from Doig. Omar lefanav yachtachav yisokach me'oil. The oil is the base of medrash, that Doig should be completely removed from the Beis Medrash, and he should never be mentioned there. So he asked, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to David, Lehevi benin Rabbanan, at least let his descendants be Talmid Chachamim. And David HaMelech says, V'shirashchem Eretz Chaim Sal, they should be completely uprooted, that there should be nothing left from his family in Klal Yisrael. V'am Reitzach Maidik Siv, Ayah Soifah, Ayah Shoykel, Ayah Soifah, Ayah Magdala. Ayah Soifah, Kol Ayah Shem B'Tayram. Doig was an individual who knew exactly how many letters are in the Torah. We know many times words in the Torah are written with an extra letter or missing a letter. He was the one that knew exactly how every word in the Torah should be written. Ayah Shoykel, Shoykel Kalam Chamur Shem B'Torah. He was able to examine every Kal V'Chomer that was taught in the Beis Medrash, if it was logical, if it was correct or not. Ayah Soifas Magdolim, Shoy Soifas Shloish Mis Helkos Pesukos, B'migdal ha'payerech b'aver. There's a discussion in the halacha if somebody's transported in a box. Chazal made a gzeira that this tumah in Eretz Amim and lands outside of Eretz Yisrael. What is the halacha if somebody is in a box? Will he be tameh or not? Another pshat that it was talking about the letter lamed, and he was trying to understand why is the lamed written that way. Others say he was able, Migdal Ba'aver, he was able to suspend a house in the air because he knew Kishuf. Amar Rav Ami, Abba Meis, Ba'ai Boi, Doig Ba'achatoifel, V'migdal Ba'arek Ba'aver. A Doig and Achatoifel asked 400 questions in that subject. V'lo Yifsh Lo'ichad, and nobody was able to answer even one of those questions. Amar Ravua, Ravus L'mivsa Ba'ai, is it such a great feat to ask questions? It says, V'shneider Rav Yehuda Kula Tanoi Ben Azikin, when Rabbi Yehuda was the leader, everybody learned Seder Nazikin. And we learn nezikin are halachas that are very common in everyday life. So they knew the halachas that are relevant to everyday life. But he said, we who learn Sefer Uksin, which is the last Masecht of Seder Taharis, which are halachas that are much less common, we are many yeshivas of Talmidim who are experts in those halacha. Says the Gemara, Kavim Mater, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda came to learn the Mishnah that discusses Ishisha Kaveshis Yerek B'Kedera, that speaks in Masecht Uksin, a Mishnah about how a woman, what happens when a woman is preserving vegetables in a pot, formalization, if the olives are still with their leaves, atar, omer, and he said, I see here difficult questions, just like the questions that we have of Abaya and of Rav and Shmuel and Shas, which are always represented as very difficult questions. He said, I'm learning things that I can't learn. I can't understand. And Anan, Kamasnin Be'uksin, Tlosu, Sari, Masifta. And we have 13 yeshivas just learning Masechta Uksin. Yet, Rabbi Yehuda, Shal Masan of Asimetra, if there was a drought, all it took was that Rabbi Yehuda should take off his shoe out of pain and it would rain. But not Tzavchen, and we daven the last the Meshkechban, and nobody pays attention. Why is that? Says the Gemara, the reason is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Liba Bayi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't just want us to learn Torah superficially. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to learn with our heart, Liba Bayi. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to learn with our heart, and that is something that's missing. The Ksiv, as the Pasuk says, Vashem Yira Levavav. That's why I saw we daven, Hu Yiftach Libeinu B'Sarasai. We daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that our learning should be a learning of you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should open up our heart. And that's also the reason that the Torah begins with the letter Beis, and it Bereishis, and it ends with the letter Lamed, Leinei Kol Yisrael. What we're learning from here is that Rachmana Liba Bayi, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants is that we should have a Lev Toiv. And the person who has a Lev Toiv and learns that way is the person that will be successful in his learning. They didn't understand exactly what the halacha properly. The individual who we just learned the pasuk says about him, who was such a tremendous Talmud Chacham, that Amrit, and now you're saying Lo Have Sarish Matzah, he wasn't Talmud Chacham. El Davla Sokla Shmitz Alib Dalchasa. There's a special Madrega that when somebody learns, not only that he's able to learn, but he's able to pasuk, he's able to come out what is the correct halacha, and that you have to have a special connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the pasuk says, Sodeh Shem Lireyov, that they were missing. Amar Rav Ami Lameis Doig. Doig did not die Atcha Shachach Talmudayim until he forgot all of his learning. Shnema Hu Yomus Bei Moser Uberoiv Ivalta Yishke. Yishke means he'll make mistake because he won't remember his learning. Rav Amar Netzdari, he became a Mitzdara. Shnema Hitzamta Kozona Mimecha, Hixamta is Loshin of Tzaraz, because the Torah says, Ksiv Hosom Litzmisus, Mutagmin Lachlutin, and the word Lachlutin is a word that's very much associated with a Mitzorah, as the Mishnah says, Ein Bein Mitzorah Mesechta Megillah, Dav Chesa Mebeis, Ein Bein Mitzorah Muchla Mitta Uchat El Priyo Frima. So we see that he became a Mitzorah, and the Mefarshim explained the reason he became a Mitzorah, as we keep on saying in our Shurim, is because he said Lashon Hara about David HaMelech to Shaul, and the punishment for saying Lashon Hara is Tzaraas. Simen Shloisha Ru V'chatzi V'kara. Amar B'yachin Shloisha Malchei Avog Nizdam Doig. 10 terrible Malachim were exposed to Doig. Echad, 1. Sheshichach Talmud HaMein and forget his learning. Echad Shesharaf Nashmasoi. The second one had burnt his neshama. Vechad Shepizis Afra B'batik Nesiris but the Midrashas, his ashes were dispersed all over the different shuls. That Doig was not Tzoichet to ever get into Gan Eden. V'am Rabbi Yochanan Doig V'ag Doifel Lero as Zuazer. They never met. Doeg b'mei Shol. Doeg was in the time of Shmuel. Achitofel lived in the time of David. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan Doeg v'achitofem l'chotzu yomeyim. They didn't live till 35, as we discussed earlier in the shir. Tanya Namihachi, as the pasuk says, and tell him, Anche Dome Mimir Layechts Yumeim, Kol Shnoisiv Shadoig. Doig's entire life was Lehoya El Shloshiv Arba. He only lived to 34. Veshech Teifel, and Achateifel only made it till Shloshim Vesholosh, till even earlier, he made it to 30, only to 33. Vamrav Yechim Tchil Kar Dovel Achateifel, Rabbi. First he called him his Rebbe. Upsaif he called him Chaveri's colleague. Upsaif Kar Talmidai. Betchil Kar Rabbi. Vata Erishka Erfe Alufe Miyadoi. Alufe is another way of describing being one's Rebbe. Upsaif Kar Chaveri Shiachtav Nat. The Pasuk says, Shiachtav Natam Soy Basil Kim Nalak Barogish. Yachtav, we're friends, we're equals. Upsaif Kar Talmidai, he says, the Pasuk says, Gam Ishloimi Eshabatakti Boy, Oichalakame Higdolai Akhav. The person who was my Talmud that learned from me Torah, that's the person that ended up in a very bad place. And the reason, says the Mashal, that David HaMelech calls Achitofel Ish Shloimi, if he has such a terrible feeling against him, was because Bathsheba was a granddaughter of Achitofel, and therefore because he was his wife's grandfather, he calls him Ish Shloimi.